Hello, I'm Jo Corfield, your substitute headmistress for today, and welcome to the comedy quiz show, SWATS. Yes, it's back to school in the swinging 60s. Oh, by the way, for those of you listening at home, I just did that annoying inverted commas thing with my fingers. Oops, I've just done it again. I just made the peace sign to the school secretary, Miss Morrison.
Miss Caulfield, I've just traded in my 8-track for one of those new compact cassette players. But just look at the size of the cassette, though. It's so compact it fits into a large carrier bag and you can get over 10 minutes of music on it.
Well, we've looked high and low for today's celebrity pupils. In truth, we found most of them at a low point in their careers. But some of them were still high, so that was a plus. First up, and this is not an instruction, Kane Russell. Russell learned to speak Mockney at the Jamie Oliver School of Elocution, where he majored in a right good knees up, putting a pony on a monkey, and the sonnets of William Shakespeare. Back to the register, Coombe Julie. Coombe is an actress and writer, which means she splits her time between collecting benefit money and watching The Bill. She is the nervous sort, so we all have to be gentle with her little ego. Or, let's see, children, if we can push Coombe right over the edge today and make her cry. Next up, it's Nicol Phil. Philip was born in Glasgow, but his parents emigrated to Canada when he was young. He was heartbroken, and it took him several years to track them down again. Despite much success as a comic, an actor, a writer, and a producer, Philip has never forgotten his Glasgow roots. He is often to be found wandering the barrows, drinking Carly Special, drenched in his own urine, shouting, "Sports socks, 2 for a pound. Back to the register, our final pupil, Little Forsyth Janice. Jinky Janice, as she is known to her close friends and the police. She has been at the heart of Scottish broadcasting for so long that her first broadcast was in Morse code. The childlike Forsyth attributes her youthful looks to Oil of Olay, Benson Hedges, and Jimmy Cranky's plastic surgeon. Groovy.
Round one. Spelling.
Spelling. It separates the men from the boys faster than the social worker at a Catholic school.
Indeed, headmistress, the motto of our school is, send us your socially awkward and confused little boys, and we'll send you back a man who is socially awkward and confused.
Miss M will give you a word to spell, and if you get it right, you'll earn a point and hear this delightful sound. However, if you spell it incorrectly, not only will you score nil point, you'll also hear this sound.
Ow!
That's a bit harsh, Miss M.
Thank you, Miss Caulfield, I do try. Right, Kane, stop playing with your conkers. It's not even conker season. I'll do these words in Cockney for you, OK? So let's start off. Can you spell Abergavenny?
A-B-E-R-G-Y.
Ow!
Oh, I did enjoy that, actually. It's A-B-E-R-G-A-V-E-N-N-Y. Next, Coombe, stop shaking. You've had your tablets this morning. Can you spell bonkers?
B-O-N-K-E-R-S.
Well done.
That's a menacing gap.
Yes. Now you, Nicol, with your strange foreign brogue, can you spell asylum seeker? Asylum seeker.
A-S-Y-L-U-M... S-E-E-K-E-R.
Now then, Forsyth, you've got a right sneaky look about you, girl. I think it's the unibrow myself. Now, can you spell disingenuous? Disingenuous.
D-I-S-I-N-G-E-N-U-O-U-S.
Good luck, good heavens. Let's move along to Nicol there, because his wee brow's puckered up there. Now, you want to be Scottish, so can you spell the word Sassenach?
No conferring.
S-A-C-C.
I like the way you plunge straight
S-A-B-C-F.
Nicol, it's wrong, Bobby.
C.
You're practically Scottish. You just keep trying even when you are wrong. Right.
S-A-S-S-E-N-A-C-H.
Well done, finally.
Now, Kane, I hear that you got together with your writing partner, Sadie, recently. Do you want to be one of those romantic comedy couples, you know, like Sooty and Sweep?
It's slightly more sickening than that. She's actually my support act on tour as well, and we got married.
And so do you do jokes about each other?
Not if she's been on, I won't use her name. But I can't use a substitute name or she turns into a psycho. She can even get jealous of a hypothetical name. Who's Charlotte? I just made her up. I kill her anyway.
It is a name for women like that, you know.
My wife.
My wife. You sound very cockney when you say my wife.
My wife. My wife on it.
I mean, you're not much to look at, Russell, but... no. But I was thinking, I do quite like that show he does, Good News, on BBC Three. I think that's very good.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, Headmistress. I think you've got Russell Kane mixed up with a gorgeous, witty and highly successful Russell Howard.
Oh, right, so this is the one who dates all the slutty women.
That's Russell Brand.
So who's this one, then?
This is a different stand-up called Russell, apparently.
Is he any good?
Well, he's not as good as the other Russells, but they wouldn't fly EasyJet to Glasgow.
Do you think he can hear us?
No, I think we got away with it.
We have to provide a budget option in these difficult times. Budget Russell is here.
Easy, Russell.
Yeah. Round two. Science.
So, fingers out of noses and on buzzers. This is a quick fire round. You can buzz in at will. Question one. If falling, which of these objects offer greatest air resistance? A, a crisp packet. B, John Prescott's undershirt. Or C, Miss Morrison's miniskirt.
Nickel.
John Prescott's undershirt.
Correct. Roughly, what size is the stapedius muscle? A, 1.25 centimetres, B, 1.25 millimetres, or C, 1.25 metres?
Nickel.
1.25 millimetres.
Correct. If you add...
Precise.
Can you say Nickel's a swat?
He's a swat, you're an idiot. Yeah. Excuse me.
Where is the muscle? Because we have to learn at the same time.
It's better if you find things out for yourself. The length of days and nights are equal in A, the North Pole, B, the equator, C, Australia.
Nickel.
The equator.
He's correct!
Yes, but...
Approximately, how long does it take for light from the moon to reach Earth?
Nickel.
Hey, now, Nickel. That... Detention, and you don't get to answer this question. I will read it again.
I know the answer.
I don't care. Didn't I tell you the rules?
8 minutes.
Not what we've got here, Sonny.
Incorrect. Nobody likes a show-off who's an idiot as well. Approximately how long does it take for light from the moon to reach Earth? A,
Nickel.
1 point...
Another detention.
You're amusing nobody. They may be laughing, but they're wrong. I'm going to abandon that question. I'm fed up with it. Who is better? A, Patrick Moore, or B, Stephen Hawking?
Forsyth.
Patrick Moore, because he's sexy and gorgeous.
She is absolutely correct, and the man wears a monocle, he has standards.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, Julie, in the past you may have gone to the school secretary, but let's be honest, she can be quite grumpy,
yes,
isn't she? She's very, very old and quite dried up and hard of hearing. So... And what are you good at school?
Actually, I'm good at languages.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Everyone loves a show off.
I do hope so.
Okay, God, when you start, it's like you, me. You know, I've got things to talk about too.
Round three, performance homework.
Yes, audience, it's time for our little darlings to get up and perform.
Now, you lot, headmistress will be marking you out of 5 for this one, Kane. Now, and what are you going to do? What's your... Stop fiddling with yourself.
I'm going to imagine if people from Essex didn't speak moronically but had to express themselves in iambic pentameter. And I will demonstrate it by wooing a young lady in the front row.
Do we get to choose the young lady?
Yes, I've already claimed her with my saliva.
Carry on.
That's a traditional Essex courtship. You're mine. If beauty be the goal of nature, then thy netting is by Thierry Henry infinitely struck upon. If the orbit of thine appeal propels my heart to travel, then thy beguile is as London's M25 motorway. Yet every slip road is clogged with suitors. But hear now that I, with Tom Satnav, have crafty B roads found, and I am broken down in ecstasy upon the hard shoulder of thy love. I desire thee as all of girls allowed combined. The ginger one, remove it.
Kim, to the front, and what will you be doing for us?
I'd like you to imagine that The Sound of Music was set in Scotland. Tannocks make tea cakes and caramel wafers. I shouldn't eat them, it says in the papers. But I can't help it, cause with cheesy strings, these are a few of my favourite things. Give me an iron brew, and I don't mean diet. Throw in a Mars bar, you'd better deep fry it. Haggis and stovies and mince and dumplings, these are just some of my favourite things. Scotch pies and pasties and donuts and yum-yums, all of these calories safe in my tum-tum. Black pudding suppers with brown sauce or jings. These are just some of my favourite things. When my bra's tight, when my belt pings off my ample hips, I simply remember my favourite things and I eat them all with jeans.
5 points. Miss Morrison, next please.
And next up we have the boy that the school inspectors described as wandered, unintelligible and doolally. And that was a good report for you, Nicole. Up into the front, boy, and what will you do for us?
Well, I've written a trucker song. The night was full, the moon was filled. I screwed it up already.
Language, boy.
I was waiting for Language Boy to come out.
I am Language Boy! Boy of language!
The moon was full, the night was still. I was Breaker 19. I was Rubber Duck Big Jesse on a convoy of five. Scooter was driving Kenworth, Yellow Man hauling horse. Stavros was in his grocery grabber. Fred was checking the back door. With us, no sign of Smokey. We're pedal to the metal, we were clear. But then we heard his voice. It drew the hair up on the neck in mortal fear. Is what he said. Yellow Man screamed, Scooter swore, Stavros said 10-4, Fred, it sounded like Greasy Joe, but we all knew that he was dead. He was dead. He was dead! Dead, dead, dead! I jammed on the brakes of the jack brake and pulled into the choke and puke. There was 10 or 14 truckers surrounded by a bear named Duke. Smoke explained that a crotch rocket jockey had jackknifed Dirty Jane. We kept our hammer down, our fate would have been the same. That was the warning of Grease Fist Joe. When it's dark and you are tired, and if you listen really low of the static on Channel 6 on your CB radio, it'll chill your spine because it didn't mind the warning of Greasy Joe. And it went, we were saved because we heard him, five of us and 14 more. So stop and heed the warning of Greasy Fist Joe. Go slow!
That was excellent, Nicole. Now, I would give you 5 points, but I have to take off 1 point for the amount of spit that was on the front row. So I'm going to give you 4 points, Nicole.
Well, I think there's just one more here to go, Miss Caulfield. I'm sorry, I'm still overcome by that saliva storm. Forsyth, it's yourself. I want those boyish dimples sent to the front. Come along, come along, come along.
Well, miss, I've had a premonition that in about 40 years' time in the 21st century, a song by Leonard Cohen called Hallelujah will be massacred by the winner of a talent competition. So I thought that now I would perform a rendition. And because it's the 60s, I have raided the school lavies for the toilet tissue du jour, which goes under the euphemistic title of medicated and strong, which means scratchy for your bottom. So I'm going to play this on the common paper, if that's all right, miss. And in the course of my research for this, I've discovered that the world championships for playing the common paper are held in Stonehaven in Scotland. So let's hear it for the world championships. Yeah. Can I have some reverb, please, yeah? Okay. And just to lighten up a little. Thank you.
Three points for Scythe. And now it's time for a little chat with our pupil all the way from Canada. Nicol, you have a habit of stripping naked. Is it a Canadian thing?
No, it's just something that I thought I'd write into a show once. And it's about a group of Canadians, the Dakobors, and in the turn of the century, these Russian immigrants to Canada were pacifists, and when they were asked to fight in the army, they took all their clothes off and said they wouldn't fight. And they said, you can kill us, but you're not going to take our dignity.
That is a really long explanation. Why do flashers say that when they're caught?
Yeah, exactly. For peace.
Yeah, doing it for peace.
Yeah, peace of me.
Round 4, mental maths.
On with the round. What is another name for a regular quadrilateral?
Cane.
Square.
Correct. What number can be written as 6 squared?
Forsyth.
36.
But there was help in the class, wasn't there? That pupil will be removed. If it takes Nicol 50 steps to walk to the end of the playground, how many steps does it take to do it 4.5 times?
Nicol.
250.
Cane.
225.
Correct. Correct. I didn't even understand the question.
Cane.
Is it 8 minutes?
Now.
Boys, the test.
Now.
Nicol, detention.
Be nice.
Cane, the same, right?
What is the lowest common multiple of 4 and 8?
Cane.
2.
Don't listen to them, they're wrong. The answer is 8.
Yeah!
8 minutes! 8 minutes!
I'm being bullied.
We do have somebody continually shouting out the answers.
So you'll all get detention.
Yes. Nobody wants to stay here. It's not going to get any better. Let's move on.
Don't make us get language boy in here.
Yeah. Okay, Forsyth, it's time for your little one-on-one time.
Uh-oh.
Now, you've had a long career interviewing minor celebrities on the radio.
Yeah,
thanks for the long. Is there a reason they won't allow you on television?
I was on a long, long time ago.
And did you always want to go on the television?
Yeah, that was my dream. And then I fell off it, and I'm back on the radio.
Aww.
Yeah, but, face for radio and all of that, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
it's true,
I think you have
it?
The face for television.
Yeah.
Yes, just try and make it before high definition comes in. I felt very bad because I was reading those things before I'd seen you, and I, honest to God, thought this Janice Forsyth must be 80 because of all the things they've said about you. And look at her, she's a mere 70. No, but I thought you were going to be
5. Chosen subject.
In this round, we're going to give our pupils a chance to increase their scores by answering questions on a subject they have chosen for themselves, with 1 minute to answer as many questions as they can. Kane, you are answering questions on...
types of curry.
You have 1 minute. 1 minute to enlighten us with as many correct answers on your chosen subject of curries, starting
curry.
Now. What's the hottest curry available in most British curry houses?
The Fowl.
Correct. Which 1983 Culture Club song was about a curry-eating lizard?
Curry chameleon?
So close! Korma chameleon! Who was the winner of the reality TV show America's Next Top Model? I'll give you a clue. Her first name is Adrienne. What would you imagine her second name is, given your subject?
Sagaloo.
Adrienne Curry. Oh. True or false, the classic British curry house scorcher, Vindaloo, is actually of Portuguese origin.
Correct, from Goa, and it's made with vinegar.
Okay, quite enough. Which 1986 Madonna song advocates the use of a thin, crispy Indian cracker?
Papa Don't Preach.
Yes! Next up, Coombe, what is your chosen subject?
My chosen subject is the vagina monologues.
Welcome. You have 1 minute to enlighten us with as many correct answers of your chosen subject of vagina monologues.
Okay.
When was... somebody was just getting over that word. Right.
Monologues.
I know, monologues. What the hell is that?
We don't refer to our genitals in Scotland.
No.
Thank you very much.
We don't have any.
No, we leave them at Carlisle.
When was the first draft of the vagina monologues written?
1996.
Correct. A monologue is a speech made by one actor. Where is the world's longest monorail?
Japan.
It is Japan. Osaka, Japan.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a monorail?
No.
Correct. In which American city did the play open?
New York City.
Correct. What was the sequel to the vagina monologues?
The Good Body and Its Rank.
Incorrect, it was the Fangita Diaries. That's what we call it in our house. What is the longest monologue in a Shakespeare play?
Is it Iago's?
No, they're all very long and boring.
Just getting all serious, is it Iago's?
Jane Fonda once appeared in the vagina monologues. What car is often called Jane? Jane Fonda.
Oh, a Honda.
I'd loved it if you'd said, oh, Volkswagen. Nicol, what is your chosen subject?
I've picked CB radio lingo.
Thank you. Nicol, you have 1 minute starting now. What is your handle, good buddy?
I'm Big Jesse.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
What does it mean if you get bit by a bear?
It means you get arrested by a police officer.
It does indeed, correct. In a convoy of vehicles, which one is the rubber duck?
The rubber duck is the first vehicle in the convoy.
Correct. Who sang the song Rubber Ducky?
Bert, from Ernie and Bert.
Can you sing it an extra point?
Rubber ducky, you're the one who makes bad time lots of fun.
Correct, and a gold star. What washing powder do most CB enthusiasts use?
Daz.
Incorrect. Ariel.
Oh. Come on.
Oh. Last but never least, Forsyth, what subject do you have for us?
The acting career of Madonna.
Well, this may be short. In the 1991 documentary In Bed with Madonna, it showed us behind the scenes of which world tour?
Hot and Sticky?
Close, it was in fact the Dirty Bint tour. Madonna won a Golden Globe in 1997 for her role in which film?
Evita.
Correct. Madonna owns a chihuahua called Chiquita, spelled chihuahua.
C-H-I-C-H-I-C-H-I-W-A-W-A.
I lost interest, I don't know if that was right or wrong. It's true or false, in the 1986 film Shanghai Surprise, Madonna's stunt double was a monkey in a blonde wig.
That's true.
False, it was Vanessa Feltz.
Oh.
Who directed her in the 2002 film Swept Away?
Her late lamented husband, Guy Ritchie.
He's not dead, just divorced.
Round six.
General knowledge.
If you think general knowledge was a World War II hero, you're probably not going to do very well in this round. In fact, you'll be in major trouble. You don't want to be in major trouble? Well, not since he lanced his corporals. On with the questions, then. What is the only gemstone composed of one single element?
Nickel.
Ruby.
Incorrect.
Cane.
Diamond.
Correct.
Carbon.
What? All right, Smiley.
I'm going to give that boy a detention.
What happened in Britain on September 3rd in 1752? Anybody?
Forsyth.
Madonna was born.
Correct answer is nothing. There was no September the 3rd, 1752, as we swapped to the Gregorian calendar. Yay. How many... Oh, I like that. How many legs does a butterfly have?
Nickel.
Six.
Correct. What is the Greek prefix for eight?
Nickel.
Octo.
Correct. What is the correct term for a group of crows?
Cane.
Oh, a murder.
A murder. Yes. It's better if someone Scottish says it.
Oh, yeah. Murder.
Report cards.
So for the last time today, wheel out your blackboard and...
Let's take a gawk at the chalk.
Let's have a wee look then. We'll just start there with Cane, shall we? 20 points there. A gold star. 4 well-deserved detentions, which gave you a total score of 17. And there's Coom there, who got 15 points and no gold stars, didn't want to draw attention to herself, no detentions either, total score 15. We have Mr. Nickel here, and he had 19 points, 1 gold star, 5 detentions. 5 detentions, laddie, which took you down to 15 points. And then there is wee Forsyth there, 14 points, no gold stars, no detentions, 14 points, Miss Caulfield.
And I don't really care, but it's in my contract to add up the scores, and I see that Kane is the SWAT this week. But it's no surprise to me or their mum and dad, Miss Morrison, the dunce's cap for Forsyth, if you will.
Oh. I just want to say I wasn't trying.
I'll give her a round of applause for the eyes, Al, for goodness sake.
Well, all that remains is to thank everyone for taking part, regardless. Russell Kane, Julie Coombe, Phil Nickel, and Clever Clogs herself, Janice Forsyth. Many thanks to our school secretary, the very stately Miss Morrison. I've been Jo Porter, but you can call me Miss. Class dismissed.
SWAT was presented by Jo Caulfield and Susan Morrison. It starred Russell Kane, Julie Coombe, Phil Nickel, and Janice Forsyth. It was written by Michael Beck and Margaret Ann Doherty. SWAT was devised, developed, and produced by Margaret Ann Doherty.